Thank you for tuning into the Greater Harvest Baptist Church Worship Hour. Our church is located 1617 West Saratoga Street, where the Reverend Earl D. Gilliatt Sr. is the pastor. We encourage you and invite you to join us in any of our worship experiences every Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., and then at 5 p.m. is live at 5 from 5 to 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock p.m., and Wednesday night, midweek worship from work to worship, 7 o'clock p.m. We encourage you to join us in any of our worship experiences, a church reaching generations for Christ. Remember, a church where it's okay to not be okay. God bless you.
I be carried through the sky on the flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas. Are there no foes for me to face? Must I not stem the flood? Is this thy world a friend to grace, to help me on to God? Sure I must fight if I would reign. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. Am I a soldier?
Am I a soldier?
Yeah, yeah. A follower. And shall I fear? That's it. Well, you're growing hands one with another in prayer. As we get in our prayer tabernacles, a custom in this church that has been adopted by this pastor, we get in prayer tabernacles of twos or threes. Yes, yeah. Give me some chimes on there, Jonathan. Yeah. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. What a wonderful night this is. You couldn't find a better place to be than to be in Greater Harvest Baptist Church. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray and touch in agreement for each other's deliverance and blessing. Your people are faced with challenges at every level, at every turn of the road. But I know you're able to meet those challenges. Father, in Jesus' name tonight, I ask of you to touch, heal, and deliver. Set free right now. Put the devil on the run. Yes, Lord. Help us tonight to step on his neck. Put him under our feet. We know you've given us the victory, and we give you praise. Breathe on your people tonight. Breathe on this worship service. Breathe on this table. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, have your way. Have your way in this place. God, we invoke your manifest presence. Do not allow anybody to leave here the way they came. We pray that they leave here better, lifted, encouraged. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We pray that the saved will leave here saved, strengthened. Those that are unsaved will leave here saved. And the backslider will leave here reclaimed and remarried to you. And we thank you. Yes, Lord. Breathe on your people tonight. Yes, Lord, have your way. We pray for Bishop Kevin Rogers in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Stephen Thomas Sr. Touch his body tonight. Oh, God, help your people. Yes, Lord, touch the minds of your people. Heal the mind. Heal the mind. Satan is tormenting your people's mind. He's polluting their thought patterns. Oh God, have your way tonight. Drive the devil out the minds of your people. Drive him out, God, as far as the east is from the west. Set the captive free. Speak to that woman. Speak to that man. Declare deliverance has come in the name of Jesus. No more struggling in the mind. Hallelujah. But the mind shall be at peace. I speak peace, oh God. I speak your holy shalom over them. Hallelujah. And the glory shall be yours. I speak holy shalom over their minds, over their hearts, over their spirit. Be at peace in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the people shouted glory. Oh God, move in your people's lives. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, thank him. Come on and thank him. Come on and thank him. Come on and thank him. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Come on. He'll do for you. Everybody on this communion night, with arms wide open, he'll pardon you. He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret. Come on, say it. Say it. Say it. It is no secret what God can do. What God can do. What he's done for others. What he's done for others. He'll do for you. He'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. He'll pardon you. It is no secret. It is no secret what God can do. What God can do. Hallelujah. It is no secret. Ah, yeah. What God can do. What he's done for others. What he's done for others. He'll do for you. He'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret. It is no secret what God can do. Oh, yes. The chimes of time ring out anew. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone new? You may have prayed for added strength, your courage to renew. But don't you be discouraged. I know the Lord, he'll answer you. It is no secret what God can do. What God can do. Thank God. Thank God. what he's done for others. He'll do for you. He'll do for you. Oh, with a wide open, he'll pardon you. He'll pardon you. And it's no secret. It is no secret what God can do. And we clap our hands unto the Lord as we prepare ourselves to worship God through giving. We bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse of the Lord tonight. Thank God. Here we are, 11th month of the year already, and it is seeping away quickly. And when we look back, I don't suggest you wait till next month to look back. Look back now where he brought you. Some of you didn't think you were going to get through this year. And again, not over yet, I understand that, but I'm talking now by faith. If he brought you this far and he didn't drop you, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. What he's done for others, yes, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, yes, he'll pardon you. Thank you, Jesus. It is no secret what God can do. Come on, say it. And I thank him. I thank God tonight. So good to see Reverend Johnson here from the Community Baptist Church of Jessup, Maryland. Put your hand up, brother. Matter of fact, get him one of those chairs over there, brother, and let him come sit on the pulpit with us tonight. He's from the Community Baptist Church. Wonderful spirit. Has a powerful ministry for evangelism. Amen. A man who loves souls. I met with him this week, and my God, he has so much soul winning material. He's serious about the kingdom. Amen. And thank God for him. We've had wonderful sessions together, and we'll continue to pray his strength. And it's good to know your gift, isn't it? It's good to know your gift. It's good to know your gift. It's good to know where you're supposed to be in the body of Christ. Amen. And it's wonderful to be in a place operating in your gift freely without any type of hindrance or threat. God is good. I believe that these days are the best days in the life of the church if the church don't mess around and miss it. Amen. I'm going to say it again. If the church don't mess around. These are top times of opportunity, great spiritual opportunities. It's no time for the church of Christ to be complaining about the conditions of the world, because he himself has already prophesied. He foretold us these things would happen, but he also told us of what type of mindset to be. Do you not know the best time to evangelize people is in times like this when people are hurting? Amen. When they have no one else to turn to but God. See, it's hard to get people to know the Lord when they got everything going on right. So they said in their life, money's right, everything's just fine. But when they're in trouble and they got 41 taxes to pay and they losing jobs and companies are moving out of the state and you got all kind of crime and lawlessness and people living with all kind of other issues, that's the time to speak truth to their soul. That's what Jesus meant by the harvest is ripe. Amen. And you and I ought to get some wisdom and understand how to operate in wisdom to bring them to Jesus Christ. You could be a great asset to the kingdom if you just yield yourself to the Lord and allow the Lord to use you instead of playing the game the world wants you to play, fussing and carrying on and laying back and being lukewarm. The best thing you can do now is get on your knees and labor for the Lord and pray for lost souls. Amen. And ask God to give you a word that will reach them where they are to bring them to where they need to be. And that's the foot of the cross. Amen. Because the world really needs somebody to give them real love, and they're looking for real leadership. Amen. And so if I were you, I would be praying along with Pastor that God will give me the kind of spirit, give you the kind of spirit that will afford you the holy boldness and joy to draw other people to Christ. Amen. If they can just see you happy in Jesus in these troubled times, they'll look at you and say, I want some of that. Amen. But so many are sitting up here tonight looking sour. So many of us up here looking sour. I do special requests. Praise the Lord. But you only get one per service now. Amen. Well, you just used it up. Come back next week, I'll give you another one. Will you stand with your offering in your hand? Lord, it's so good to see Sister Doretha Hector. I thought she had changed churches, went over there and joined Bethel. But thank God she's here today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Stand up, Sister Hector, and give your offering, baby. Yeah. Let the people see that you're still a member of Greater Harvest Church. Amen. Praise the Lord. George was here the other week. He was all by himself. You weren't there, Hector. Amen. I got kind of nervous. I said, and I had you on my mind today. I said, Hector ain't been to church, but you're here tonight for that communion, huh? Ain't no good luck in it because the Lord ordered you to do it. Praise the Lord. You got your offering tonight. Some of you started with us in our covering. Remember the My Covering offering? How many remember My Covering? Put your hand up. Uh-huh. And you, some of you, for whatever reason, I'm not scolding you, whatever reason you slacked off, I want everybody to catch up before the year go out. Is that all right? Is that all right? We want to finish strong this year. We want to finish strong. If not strong, we want to finish on our way to strength. Amen? Praise God. Get your wonderful offering in your hand. Make sure it's a generous offering as unto the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the gift and the giver. Sanctify it. Sanctify the giver. I'm asking you to breathe on your people tonight. I'm asking you to honor their sacrificial gift. In Jesus' name, and every believer shouted amen. Now, sacrificial gift is that which you give beyond and above what you would normally give. Come on, ushers, lead the people around. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing choir. Yes, the sacrifice is of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifice. We bring sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house. And we offer up, my God. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Everybody, we. And we offer. That's it. Into the house of the Lord. And we offer. Oh, we bring sacrifice of praise. Into the house of the Lord, and we offer we bring sacrifice of praise into the house. Oh, we bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer the sacrifices of joy. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring, yeah, yes. And we offer. And we give him glory. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Judges, the 16th chapter of the book of Judges, Old Testament. Judges 16. And I want to use verse 28 and 29. Let's go to verse 28, 29, and 30. Y'all good? 16th chapter, beginning at verse 28. Then Samson prayed to the Lord. Sovereign Lord, remember me again. Oh God, please strengthen me just one more time. With one blow, let me pay back the Philistines for the loss of my two eyes. Then Samson put his hands on the two center pillars that held up the temple. Pushing against them with both hands, he prayed, "Let me die with the Philistines." And the temple crashed down on the Philistine rulers and all the people. So he killed more people when he died than he had during his entire lifetime. How Samson got his groove back. Yeah. God is kind. I think it's a tremendous blessing when the God of the universe looks upon humanity. And out of all of humanity, decides to bless one individual with certain gifts and talents to his own glory. For the life of me, I never could understand jealousy against anyone whose blessings are given to them by the divine order of God. I'm a firm believer, I am, that God orders our footsteps. I just believe that every man, every woman has a path that is uniquely designed for your footing, my footing alone. I believe it's in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, where the writer makes the statement, let us run the race that is set before us. And basically what he is saying is every man must run his or her race. If I can be allowed to translate a little further, the writer was saying, run in your lane. Too many of us are too busy trying to run in everybody else's lane, but I am. I've been driving for quite some time, but I have not yet mastered how to drive down the highway in all four lanes. I only can drive in one lane at a time. And isn't it strange that people will try to do what they can't do on the highway? And you look up one minute, they here, and another minute, they're just all over the place. And usually when you have that kind of activity going on, you're headed nowhere fast.
Thank you for tuning into the Greater Harvest Baptist Church Worship Hour. Our church is located 1617 West Saratoga Street, where the Reverend Earl D. Gilliard Sr. is the pastor. We encourage you and invite you to join us in any of our worship experiences. Every Sunday, 8 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., and then at 5 p.m. is live at 5 from 5 to 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, 12 noon to 1 o'clock p.m., and Wednesday night, midweek worship from work to worship, 7 o'clock p.m. We encourage you to join us in any of our worship experiences, a church reaching generations for Christ. Remember, a church where it's okay to not be okay. God bless you.